Hi everyone, welcome to A Purpose Walk with me, DeAndra. We are in part two of love, you guys. To be loved, to be loved. Oh, what a feeling. You know that song from Coming to America? So yeah, oh, what a feeling. As I talked about last week, you know, love is not necessarily a feeling, but it's also an action. So now we're going to go into adulthood, and I told you this one gets a little bit juicier because, y'all, this is my love life. I ain't want to be on here talking about this. I just want to make that absolutely clear. I have been on this journey of love, self-discovery, all the things, and you know, of course, the desire of the feeling to be loved has always been there. And it was almost like I was searching for it, especially in my younger years. Like, why have I never felt love in the way that I desire? And as I mentioned in the last video, I read the 5 love languages. And that really opened my mind to, one, understanding my love languages, but the whole idea is not just for people to love on you in the way that you desire or you accept love, but also for you to love on the people in the way that they desire to be loved. It's not one-sided, it's double-sided. So yes, it's good to know your love language, but you gotta love on people too in the way that they want to be loved. And a lot of people, unfortunately, don't know about this. So, not that I am spreading awareness, but you know a little bit now, but I do highly suggest that you go read that book, The 5 Love Languages by Gary Chapman. So make sure you go check it out. It's been around for several of years, but it's really a good book. And I think you can find it on Audible and stuff too. So yeah, I want to be loved in the way that I desire. And I was trying to find it in all the wrong places. As you know, society may know that once a female hasn't received love from a father or father figure, that they typically go looking for. But I happen to realize that it's not just women, it's also in men. And we figure out different ways to try to find this love, but in actuality, some of that turns into lust. It does. Let's be real here. You wouldn't really know what love really is until you have really gotten it. And the only way that I received love for real, and I'm not talking about the love from my son or my family, but it was through Jesus. Come on, somebody. Come on. I went on this journey of trying to find love, and I fell a lot of times because I entertained a lot of not so good men. And I wasn't necessarily guided either, like what you should look for. And I mentioned that before. So I'm trying to figure it all out. Now, the mistake that some women do is feel like, well, if I'm not going to receive love in this way, I'm going to go have a baby. Y'all, that was not, that was not my idea at all, okay? I fell in love with someone, which, hindsight, at that time, it was lust. And my baby wasn't planned at all, but we were talking about marriage, and it, of course, it didn't happen because your girl ain't got no ring on. Your girl ain't got no ring on still. But it's all good because I have discovered what true love really is. And that's why I told y'all, like, God literally jacked me up. When I say jack me up, I mean, like, jack me up by the neck. So, let me go into how that even happened. I have these moments here and there where I'm like, you know, it would be really nice to have a guy, and I'm not talking about a friend, because I got male friends, and 99% of them are married, but I'm friends with their wives too, so have this desire. Now, there was a point where I used to be man crazy, as you know, because I was trying to figure it all out. Also, I have been doing things, and when I say doing things, I have deepened my relationship with God. So over the years on this journey with walking with Christ, the Holy Spirit literally have been convicting me when it came to certain characteristics that I had at the time, and I just, you know, tried to work on those things. But also throughout that, I'm like, well, God, you know, I want to be loved. And there was a point that I heard a Pray for Your Future Spouse challenge with the Millers, Jamal and Natasha Miller. And I took part in it because I was like, oh, I never thought to pray for my future husband. Let me do it. I want to do it. So I joined it. Was amazing. And they had a class or a course called the TOU. And it's the One University. And essentially, it's so that way you can become whole as best as you can be before your spouse comes. And when I say that, that is before God brings them before you, where you guys will, you know, all the things. But anyway, so I did the course and I started the journey. But I was the type of woman that, and this was something that I, you know, grew up with, where I was not necessarily consistent. So I'm taking a class, and, you know, of course, we're learning about how to remove things or barriers that will, you know, kind of make things a little harder if our spouse was to meet us today. And this first, you know, started with salvation. Now we're going through some healing things, so like mother, father wounds. And in the midst of all of that, I'm also praying for my future spouse. But during that time, you guys, money was funny. And I was like, I can't afford to keep doing this. But I also didn't make it a priority. And essentially, I did not complete the class. They did have their very first conference, and I did go, and it was amazing, and I learned so much. And I, at that point, started to follow one of my favorite online pastors. His name is Jerry Flowers. You can find him at Redefine TV, and because he talked a lot about relationships and self stuff, and it really helped me. They were very informative. I took a lot of notes, and, you know, once I write something down, it has a tendency to stick with me. So I still had this desire, even after learning all these great things from this conference, to be in a relationship. But that's where the real work started. I started to allow God, because God is a God that He's not going to force anything on you. He wants you to choose these things, and He's going to tell you or convict you, like, okay, this is not good, but you have to put in the work. So I started to put in the work, and you guys, you know, naturally I was rebellious because that was something that I decided to do years ago. I decided to go into rebellion because I was tired, and now this was a part of my life. So that was one thing that he wanted to uproot for me, but I went on this journey of, you know, getting rid of things that is not going to be good to my future husband and relationship, but also to God, the things that he's called me to do. My pastor was at an event where they were prophesying, and prophecy is where God will speak through a person to give you direction or word of knowledge is about, you know, something that you have going on right now and etc. But it all comes from God, and it be true. So I had a guy prophesy to me afterwards, and the things that God has for me, especially like with my business. So I do own a business, and also my love life. And I'm like, sir, I didn't know we was gonna get into all of that. And he, one of the first things he said was, drop the zero and get with a hero. So we started laughing because I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Even though I heard the saying before, and he said, no, seriously, this is what God is saying to me. But then he goes to share some really good things that God is going to bring to me through my future husband and what we'll do together. And I thought this was really awesome. So now I'm entertaining somebody and I can't even talk to him no more. Because he said, God said, drop the zero, get with a hero. But I knew that in my spirit. I knew that this wasn't the person for me. And so it was just confirmation when he said that. So it took a little bit because, you know, I had a soul tie with him. And love but lust with him, air quotes. I eventually had to let him go. But shortly after that, my really good friend, which is my sister, she was sharing a video with me, and she was like, yo, you have to watch this. And I'm like, okay, girl. And like a couple days go by, she like, did you watch it yet? And I'm like, no, I've been busy, but I'm gonna get to it. She like, okay. So she kept checking in, and I'm like, girl, what is the deal with this video? So about 2 weeks in, y'all, is when I finally watched the video, and I could literally see where I was sitting down, what I was doing. And I watched the video, and it was a beautiful love story of this couple and how God brought them together. But then also following that video, another one showed, and it was similar. And I just thought this was so beautiful. So we did talk about it and connect. And I'm like, okay, God, well, what is this, though? Why did she put so much emphasis on showing me this video? And in that moment, the Holy Spirit told me to write down the qualities I was looking for in a husband. And I, you know, that rebellion started to come out and was like, well, I already know. Like, duh. Being rude. But I was like, you know what? Let me not be disobedient. And let me write down these things. So I literally wrote down what I was looking for in a husband, but I really sat in it to make sure that things weren't going to be superficial that I was looking for. And, you know, I made some adjustments along the way, but that list is pretty firm. And the things that were on the list is something that I can also do too. So, you know, I'm not just saying I'm looking for something in him and not coming correct myself. So, you know, now God's really started to, okay, let's get to work. And he's such a loving and great God that he's not going to force you to do anything. He wants you to choose to do it. So it took me a long time, y'all, to really let him do the work, because I had some stuff that I was dealing with myself. And, you know, consistency was one of those things. So now we've been on this journey of not only uprooting things that don't need to be there, but also healing as well. And essentially the prayers that I had for myself started to happen. I started to become whole. And my prayer also was for my future husband to also be made whole as much as we can be. I have found myself continuing to do the work of the Lord because that's where my heart is. And I love Jesus so much that I want people to know about him as well. Hence, partly why I am doing this podcast. But I want to be found doing the things that God has called me to. Do I get lonely? No. Not no more. I used to. But now I don't, because I'm busy building. This is where I got ghetto. I was at a Bible study and we were in James, and this scripture came out, and y'all, when I say that word pierced me, I tell no lies. James chapter 4 verse 3, it says, "You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions." I was like, oh my gosh. It hit me in that moment, and I was like, God, I had to be real with myself, but I'm like, God, I realized that my desire to have a husband wasn't for the things for you, but I had my own selfish desires, and that's why I don't have them yet. And y'all, when I realized that, I broke down. I cried so hard. Because I'm like, God, I am so sorry. I had to go into repentance in that moment because I made desiring a husband an idol. So after realizing this, I went into prayer, and that's where God really began to reveal himself to me, how much he loves me. And I saw him as a father in that moment. And before this, it was hard to see God as a father, because I know he's my God, I know he loves me, but how is he my father? I know he's my father, but how? Because I never had one. And in that moment, I began to see all the men figures of my life that were supposed to be fathers, and I had to go, like, you know, shake my head off, like, no, they're nothing in comparison to God. And I really began to see from the day I was born till now as an adult how God has truly been a father for me. And you will see that if you go back and listen to previous episodes. And I was like, there is no other man in my life that has shown up for me in the way that you have. And that's a true father, that there was nothing that could separate us that will keep your love from me. You still love me through my mess. I was like, that's where I was really broke, y'all. And I begin on this journey of, God, I wholeheartedly submit everything to you. Because this was the last area of my life, relationships, where I never let God in. And this was the turning point for me. I give it to you, God. And whatever happens is your will. And I have been continuously building. And yes, do I still have a desire for a husband? Absolutely. But that's not where my focus is. My focus is doing the work of the Lord. Growing deeper and learning more about him. I'm going to share these scriptures with you. Some are old from the last episode, but also new one, because a lot of people have a desire to be loved, not knowing that there is one who gives unlimited, unwavering love, agape love, which is Jesus, our Heavenly Father. And that's real. no one can love you like he can. So the scripture is Romans 5 and 8. But God shows his love for us in that while we were yet still sinners, Christ died for us. 1 John 4 and 19. We love because he first loved us. And the famous scripture, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. There is no other person on this earth who are willing to give their life to die, receive God's love in the way of when we leave this earth, that we can go up in heaven with him. That there's no sin that can separate you from God, the love of God. So I'm going to pray with you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your daughter or your son that is listening, Lord, that you will begin to flood them even right now with your unmeasurable love. I pray that they will read your word so you can show them how much you love them, but also they will be able to feel how much you love them, Father. I thank you, Lord, that there is nothing that can separate us from you because of your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray that the love will be overflowing. Not only will they receive it, but they will also be able to pour it out. And I thank you that even if they don't have access to your word, that these scriptures will remain inscripted on their hearts. And I love you. In your Son Jesus' name we pray, amen. Make sure you come check me out every Thursday. I will be sharing more details about my life, but also how God shows up in it. Feel free to check me out on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, all the platforms at A Purposed Walk, where we'll be having discussions and talking more about different situations and more in depth about what we are discussing now. So I hope that this episode blessed you, and I pray the love of God over your life. See you later, all right?